Last week, my marketing manager asked me, Amy, where are your podcasts? And I was like, well, I'm headed out for the retreat with my clients. And my guess is that after the retreat, I'm going to have so many ideas that I want to record podcasts on. So, you know, usually I batch my podcasts. I try to make sure everything is planned in. But lately, I've been feeling like I've really wanted to, increase the level of intimacy in my podcasts. So I'm recording this for you because one of the things that popped up during my retreat was habits that make a difference between getting to six or multi six figures and actually hitting that seven figure mark consistently. So I'm literally sitting in the bedroom in Italy, Florence. My retreat ended Saturday night. It's now Monday afternoon. I'm going to record and publish this tomorrow. And I want to talk to you about the top three habits that I've identified during the weekend that I also talked to my clients about. And I told them like, hey, I know this is not the sexy stuff, but I do want you to know that this is the difference between getting to multi six figures and actually hitting that seven figure mark. So let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Fail to Win, a show where we love to make mistakes and learn from them so you can turn your passion into profits and live life on your own terms. I'm Amy van der Putte from Fast Forward Amy, your host and coach, and I'll bring you a new episode with simple strategies every Tuesday.
So maybe you are currently doing pretty well with your business, and maybe you're not even at six figures yet, but you're listening because you are interested in learning how you can grow sustainably without burning out, without working nights, while spending more time with your kids and your partner, but you don't really know what's going to make the difference. And I want to spill some of these secrets with you. So one of the first secrets that are really going to make the difference between six and seven figures is actually focusing on data. I like to say what you measure is what you increase, and my team knows this, but I am a really, really big data nerd. So this weekend, day two of my self-made millionaire retreat, I put my clients to work and I was like, well, here's an example of a funnel I'm running. These are all of the different metrics I'm measuring, and I want you to measure the same stuff and to really identify where the gaps are in your own business model. And this was the moment during the retreat where actually the energy was high and then it just dropped because none of them actually wanna get to the data work. They're all typical visionaries, and there was some resistance in the room of like, do we really have to fill out all of the data points? And I told them like, hey, I'm your coach. I'm not like your minion. I cannot do this for you, but you really are going to have to get over yourself and start looking at the data more, because what you see when you look at your data is that So you might be thinking currently in your business like, I don't know how to crack the code. I want to crack the code for my marketing. I need to do new stuff, new stuff, new stuff. And this is what everyone is always doing. They think I need to do more. I need to do new. I need to pivot. I need to change my messaging. But what if you actually already have the secrets and you just need to do what you were doing better? And my boyfriend is walking in, so I'm going to press pause. That was not my boyfriend. I don't know what that was. So what was I saying? It's not always new stuff. It's not always exciting stuff. More often than not, your business needs to be really, really boring. And that means that when you have a look at your data, you're probably going to notice that, for example, you have a really good lead magnet, but you really haven't been getting a lot of downloads on it. Or maybe you've been getting downloads, but it really hasn't been converting to sales calls. And when we feel a dip in our business and we feel like we haven't cracked the code, it's often because we look at other people and we think they seem to have everything figured out and it seems so stable and solid. And truth is, they're probably not doing really exciting new stuff all of the time. They're probably doing the same stuff over and over again and having a really good handle on their data so they know where to push the buttons. So even for me, my business has been over seven figures since 2020. But even for me, after this weekend, I got so inspired myself by my own content that this morning I sat down. I was like, okay, what are the data points that you need to be paying closer attention to? And for example, I have a pretty solid funnel in my business. But in terms of my marketing, my reels on Fast Forward Amy, I was testing stuff out on a different account. So I wasn't really focused on getting a grip on it, on my fast forward Amy account, and I was just like finding my tone of voice. But I was like, okay, so Amy, you found your tone of voice now. You're back in the swing of things. Now you're kind of going to have to be consistent, and you're going to have to consistently bring in more views and more leads. So with data, you might be thinking, oh, but I know already, or you might be thinking, I don't really have data to measure, but you have a lot more data to measure than you think you do. So for example, this could be your reach on your Instagram from the last 7 days. Sit down on a Monday and go and look at your statistics or insights on your Instagram account and look at your reach. What was organic reach? What was paid reach? Look at your, not just your total followers, but new followers in the past 4 weeks and unfollows in the past 4 weeks. Does this mean we need to focus on the unfollows? No, but we should have a little bit of a feeling for how many new people are flowing in, because maybe your total following is stable, but you're actually getting in new followers, but your email list isn't growing, which means there is a gap between new followers and your email list, and you should probably be promoting your email list more. So you think you don't have data or there's not enough to focus on, but you do. You just have to really map it out and make sure that, I don't know, yeah, that it's increasing. I can hear you thinking, I have no idea where to start or how to map this out. So I've set up this Excel sheet, which, or a Google sheet, however you want to call it. And you can use that to track your data for 100 days straight. So currently, as I'm recording this, it's the beginning of a new quarter. I really love the energy of new quarter last year. I fixed a lot in my hormones just during the months April, May, and June. So I think this is quite a magical period, but you just kind of have to start somewhere. So I would say, either you pick 3 data points you're going to be focused on the next couple of months, or you download my tracking sheet, which you can find through fastforwardamy.com/tracking sheet. You start filling out certain data points every day. One metric I would definitely focus on is your cash flow, like incoming cash flow, weekly, monthly, daily, up to you. Another one could be reach for your Instagram. Another one could be your email subscribers or subscribers to your core newsletter, stuff like that, or your core lead magnets, what I wanted to say. So just start tracking your data, start making it fun. I don't know, make the layout nice of the tracking sheet. You can just download mine and then you can kind of adjust as you see fit. So you can find that through fastforwardamy.com/tracking sheet. So this is the first habit that is going to help you become a 7-figure business owner, is start looking and measuring your data so you can start increasing your results. And the second one is kind of along the same storyline. You know, when I just said you got to make it boring, well, you kind of have to create your, or like make a boring business on the inside. So what does that mean for what you're doing day to day? I think you should definitely be innovative and creative in your content, but the inside of your business engine should be quite boring, because what I see, that holds a lot of people back from, let's say, making $200,000 a year versus making $1 million a year, which is 5 times more. I also told my clients, I know that creating $1 million a year, or million-dollar dreams, like I talk about this a lot, it sounds really sexy, but I was like, it's not easy. Like, it's simple, but it's not easy. And it's not because, for example, they joined my mastermind that they're all of a sudden going to hit $1 million a year, right? So I really try to bring this home. I was like, it's not going to happen just by being here. You're going to actually have to work on it. And so the second habit that I've identified this weekend that I also told them is the ability to look at short-term versus long-term. So a good entrepreneur who gets to grow with good profit margins is someone who is able to look at the long-term, and someone who's actually able to withhold from creating chaos and who stops doing new shit. So if you are at 200K and you seem to not be able to get over that threshold, it's probably because you're always doing new stuff, new masterclass, new bonus, new gift for your clients, new offer, because you're sick of the old offer. Ah, the old offer isn't converting anymore. No, maybe, you know, your old offer needs new messaging or new branding, or you need to promote it in a different way. But don't just kill your offer too fast, because chances are, your offer is pretty solid, but your marketing has been off and your data has been off. So What I would say is look at the long term. What do you want your business to look like long term? Are you always going to be doing new stuff? And before you say, oh, but Amy, I'm a visionary. I love doing new stuff. I'm not saying you can't do new stuff. So for example, for me, my mastermind is actually new. And this was what my team calls an Amy project. This is my passion project, right? But this mastermind is not the core offer in my business. So the core of your business needs to be running pretty well. And then you can add passion projects on top of it. But just random ass new passion projects shouldn't be the stable foundation of your business. So my advice to you is stop doing so much new shit. That's what's going to help you hit that seven-figure mark. Do make sure that your fire stays on and you feel super passionate, but just don't always make new things on the inside of your business. So those are two habits. One was data, and we talked about the tracking sheet. Two is look at the long term, make it boring, and stop doing new shit, basically. And the third habit is actually something that was very, very apparent. My team and I, we sent out questionnaires before starting the retreat, and we were like, oh, what are your food requirements and blah, blah, blah. But what we didn't ask is, do you drink alcohol or not? So we were prepared with like a fancy dinner and lots of drinks. And I don't personally drink alcohol at this time for my health. I feel like it gives me more anxiety and stuff. So I basically stopped drinking alcohol for health reasons. I love wine, but I just, at the moment, I feel like even when I just drink two glasses, I feel so bad the day after. And I don't mean guilty. I mean, literally, my body just doesn't handle it well. So I'm just giving my body a break. And I've noticed that I feel an increase in confidence. I feel a decrease in anxiety and stuff like that. But I didn't expect most of my clients who are actually doing pretty well. So they are all on their way to hitting their first seven-figure year. And none of them drink a lot. So a few of them drank like one cocktail or one glass of wine, and that was it. And I think 80% of them were wearing an Oura ring. They all eat healthy food. So we designed the snack bar during the retreat, because there was a lot of working, not just fancy dinners. We designed it to be basically what I would like when I'm somewhere. So when I am somewhere else, I would like there to be hard-boiled eggs, and I would like there to be not just cookies, but tons of fruit, and just like have options and nuts. So we put all of that there, and they were so happy with all of the healthy food, because they are all people who work out, who eat healthily, who don't drink a lot. And that was very, very apparent also, because they all invest in therapy, in coaching, they invest in their health. They were all like arriving at the retreat date, they had a workout in already. And they also told me, a few of them told me like, yeah, if you wouldn't be that into health and taking care of yourself, we probably also wouldn't be here. So that was quite not surprising to me, because I know this is a habit of seven-figure plus entrepreneurs, but it was really fun for me to see that my clients also really embody this. And we had a chat about that. And I also told them like, yeah, this is what I see, where it kind of, like, to be honest, I almost can't believe I made that much happen in my business while drinking that much wine during the pandemic. But let's not dive into that. I don't think I would be where I am today without focusing so much on my health. So if you've followed me on Instagram, you've already seen that I invest a lot in my health coach. So my health coach comes over 4 times a week. I pay over 1,000 euros a month for her. And I always joke, but it's not a joke, like, she's the last person I would let go of, because she helps me be strong throughout everything else I do. So I take midday breaks. I work out at 11 every day, and she also checks up on me. Like, for example, currently I'm at the retreats, and she'll text me like, hey, do you want to check in? How are you doing health-wise? How's your focus? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you sleeping enough? And the ability, so the habit that I'm talking about that's going to make the difference between multi-six and seven figures is not focusing on health, but also the ability to invest in a coach, be that a health coach, a business coach. Just the ability to invest is so, so, so important, because if you think about it, it makes no sense that you want to grow your business and maybe double your revenue if you're currently at 400,000, 500,000, or 5x your revenue if you're at 200,000, or maybe you're currently under six figures and you want to do 10 times more in revenue, which is a shitload. Like, look at your monthly revenue. You want to 10x that every month. then you're going to have to 10x yourself. And if you want to 10x yourself, you're probably going to have to invest in coaching to get yourself to that new level of who you want to be. And I've noticed that that is a massive difference between people who are at a couple of like multi six figures and actually seven figures plus. So this is basically my rundown, the habits that I've seen that are really going to make a difference between six and seven figures. So what can you do with this? I think we can all, including myself, if we're being honest, we all do too much new stuff. We all tend to not prioritize our health enough or spend money on our own growth, and none of us are focused enough on our data. So I hope that these, like, this is a short episode, but that this really helps you focus on the right stuff, the things that you need in order to grow from six to multi-six figures this year, or from multi-six figures to seven figures. And if you're interested in doing that with me, by the way, I would love to welcome you to my next retreat. So the way that I'm working currently is, like you heard me say, this is an AMI project, which means I'm not really running a big sales campaign on this, because the feedback I got from my clients is all of them texted me last night and they were like, it was such a safe space. It was so nice. I feel like I have new friends for life. I finally don't feel alone anymore in my business. And I pride myself on cultivating a really safe and inspiring environment. So this is why I'm not running a public launch on this. And I'm keeping the group really, really small. But in October or November, the next retreat is going to be happening. I'm going to keep the group really small. But now that I've seen the first group, I know that I want to add a few more powerful female online entrepreneurs to the group. And if you're like, oh, I might be that person, I might, like, you recognize yourself in some of this, and you feel like, oh, I might want to join later, and I might want to get started on growing my business, and I need some help with the things you just discussed, and I want to surround myself with powerful female online entrepreneurs. If you're that person, you can just come to my Instagram and text me retreat, and we can talk about if you're a fit. I am pretty... How do I say this? Picky? Yeah. And I don't want to say that like to sound like an asshole, but more like I really want to make sure that the group stays as magical as it is currently. So if you feel like you kind of resonate with me, you feel like you would be a fit for the group, you can just DM me retreat on Instagram, or just go to fastforwardamy.com/retreat. Because that's redirected to my mastermind application form. You can just fill that out and then we can chat. But if you don't really know where to start, just DM me retreat, or go to the form fastforwardamy.com/retreat. I hope this inspired you. I hope this helped you to create your own first seven-figure year. And if you have any questions about this, like, how does this apply to me? Hey, do you want to have a look at like what I'm doing? Is this the right data points or not? Feel free to reach out on Instagram so we can talk. And I hope you go and download the tracking sheets. I'll make sure to download, to link it in the description. And now I'm going to wrap up this episode. 18 minutes, pretty solid. And I'm going to put on some clothes because I'm not wearing that many clothes. And I'm going to go outside and write an email about this so I can send out this new podcast episode tomorrow. Okay. Have a really, really great week. And like I said, if you feel like you would be a fit for my super small intimate mastermind, I'd love to hear from you. Bye.